Chapter 46. I woke up covered in a couple of heavy down comforters and innumerable blankets, and it was morning. The bench seat on the water beetle had been folded out into a reasonably comfortable cot. A kerosene heater was burning on the other side of the cabin. It wasn't exactly toasty, but it made the cabin warm enough to steam up the windows. I came to slowly, aching in every joint, muscle, and limb. The after-action hangover was every bit as bad as I had anticipated. I tried to remind myself that this was a deliriously joyous problem to deal with, all things considered. I wasn't being a very good sport about it, though. I growled and complained bitterly, and eventually worked up enough nerve to sit up and get out from under the covers. I went to the tiny bathroom, though on a boat I guess it's called a head for some stupid reason, and by the time my zombie shuffled out, Thomas had come down from the deck and slipped inside. He was putting a cell phone back into his jacket pocket, and his expression was serious. "Harry," he said, "how you doing?" I suggested what he could do with his reproductive organs. He arched an eyebrow at me. "Better than I'd expected." I grunted, then I added, "Thank you." He snorted, that was all. "Come on, I've got coffee for you in the car." "I'm leaving everything to you in my will," I said. "Cool, next time I leave you in the water." I pulled my coat on with a groan. "Almost wish you had." "Coin, sword?" "Safe, stowed below. You want them?" I shook my head. "Keep them here for now." I followed him out to the truck, gimping on my bad knee. I noted that someone had, at some point in the evening, cleaned me up a bit and put new bandages on my leg, and on a number of scrapes and contusions I didn't even remember getting. I was wearing fresh clothing, too. Thomas. He didn't say anything about it, and neither did I. It's a brother thing. We got into the battered Hummer, and I seized a paper cup of coffee waiting for me next to a brown paper bag. I grabbed the coffee, dumped in a lot of sugar and creamer, stirred it for a quarter turn of the stick, and started sipping. Then I checked out the bag. Donut. I assaulted it. Thomas began to start the car, but froze in place and blinked at the donut. "Hey," he said, "where the hell did that come from?" I took another bite. Cake donut. White frosting, sprinkles, still warm, and I had hot coffee to go with it. Pure heaven. I gave my brother a cryptic look and just took another bite. "Christ," he muttered, starting the truck. "You don't even explain the little things, do you?" "It's like a drug," I said through a mouthful of fattening goodness. I enjoyed the donut while I could, letting it fully occupy all my senses. After I'd finished it and the coffee started kicking in, I realized why I'd indulged myself so completely. It was likely to be the last bit of pleasure I was going to feel for a while. Thomas hadn't said a damn thing about where we were going, or how anyone was doing after the events of the night before. The Stroger Building, the new hospital that has replaced the old Cook County complex as Chicago's nerve center of medicine, is only a few yards away from the old clump of buildings. It looks kind of like a castle. If you scrunch up your eyes a little, you can almost imagine its features as medieval ramparts and towers and crenellation standing like some ancient mountain bastion, determined to defend the citizens of Chicago against the plagues and evils of the world, provided they have enough medical coverage, of course. I finished the coffee and thought to myself that I might have been feeling a little pessimistic. Thomas led me up to intensive care. He stopped in the hallway outside. "Lucio's coordinating the information, so I don't have many details, but Molly's in there. She'll have the rest of them for you." "What do you know?" I asked him. "Michael's in bad shape," he said. "Still in surgery, last I heard. They're waiting for him up here. I guess the bullets all came up from underneath him, and that armor he was wearing actually kept one of them in. Bounced around inside him, like a BB inside a tin can." I winced.